How many of you are hungry? How many of you are hungry for the Word of God? Amen. Let's pray. May your name be glorified, O God. In your name I pray. Amen. This year, we have selected each month a theme for each month. And last month, we talked about spirit leading. And this month, which we hardly had such an engagement of this theme because of Sukkot camp meeting, so we had only the first and the last Sabbath of this month of dealing with accountability. How many of you like to be accountable, to be accounted for, to be accountability in such the things that you do? One, two, three, four, five. The Bible says, so then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Not only one or two, but each of us. How many like freedom? And we live in a country that has freedom. Freedom, liberty, and are grateful. Like I said, we all like our freedom, our liberty, and are grateful to God for the wonderful privilege of living in a country where we have freedom. But remember the word privilege. It's not guarantee. It's a privilege to live in a country where we are living. We have a liberty to do the things we desire to do. Of course, it will require responsibility and accountability. Why is that so? And when I think about that, I think about our constitution and the kind of guarantee we have. For me, I migrated from the Philippines to America, and I'm thankful for America, for what he had blessed me with, through the blessing also from what God, because God, our country said, in God we trust. It's a privilege, friends. That's why I really take uphold of the things, of the freedom that we have here to do the right thing as much as possible. I hate to be, when I first came to America, when I see an antenna on top of a car, I fear, because I fear not to be in trouble, because I thought those are policemen or secret services and so forth. I fear of the law, to engage in trouble and so forth. Because I have two of the first of those 27 amendments that I would like for us to just look at for a moment and think about how this protects us. The first one is that Congress shall make new law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercises thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the rights of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress and grievances. But sometimes we take this again. This freedom that we have, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of this and such and that, we take it for granted. We don't take accountability to them. And the second one guarantees the freedom to bear arms, well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Those are just the two of the 27 amendments of our constitution of this country. But also we have also a law abiding in God that God had given us also, that we also have the freedom because of what God had given us. we are also accounted for. And we, the citizen, have these rights protected by a constitution. But along with those rights comes, like I said earlier, accountability. And so all of us who are citizens of this country, we are accountable for what we know to be. It's not the president. It's not the Congress. But we are accountable for itself. We're going to leave here by 1 o'clock. Is that okay? Is that okay? I don't want to hear it. You talk too long. We are accountable to these nations to live the kind of life that would strengthen our country and that would help preserve those amendments and the Constitution that we live by and that it was formulated to guard us and to protect us and to provide the kind of protection that we need. But we have responsibility because we are accountable. Let me repeat. In Romans 14, verse 12, it says, "So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God." Paul is saying here, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. So shall each one of us give an account of himself to God. And in verse 10, also reads, it says here in chapter 14, verse 10, but why do you judge your brothers? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But I said, why? I thought I come to church every Saturday. I thought I went door to door. But we'll find out. So the scripture says we are accountable to God for the resources we have. We are accountable to God for the privileges and the awesome and wonderful opportunity to live in this country as God had provided for us. But why is it so bad now? It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Because I truly believe, friends, is that no one take accountable to stand up for this country. No, nobody. But if we do as what the scripture says, I think this country, we don't have to have policemen, sheriff. Now what I want to talk about in this message is this whole idea of accountability. When it comes to freedom, I think about what Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 13. Let's turn to our Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verse 5, 1 and 13. Amen? Number 1 says, verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage or slavery." And in verse 13 reads, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Amen. Sometimes we misuse the freedom we take. And sometimes the desire of our own. What's the book in Proverbs? "The desire of your heart is pleasing to God." Is it pleasing Him? It was the freedom that God set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Then he goes right to verse 13, like what I just said. He says, "For you were called to freedom, that is to live a life for freedom of Christ. Do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. What is he saying here is this: while we are forgiven, children of God, that name is written in the Lamb in the Book of Life to do good. We are heaven bound one of these days. Aren't you happy? We're heaven bound one of these days. But continue the good work that we all continue doing, because we are accountable to that. He says, don't turn that freedom into flesh. I just want to speak unto this about accountability in Matthew 10, verse 25. Let's go. I believe most of you have pretty much gone through this verse, very much so, in the parable of verses, that would be verses 14 to 30. Chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. So listen what Jesus says here in verse 14, or chapter 25, verse 14 and so on, to verse 30. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servant and delivered his goods for them. And the one he gave 5 talents to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. What is it? He knows that he gave them according to their ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then, verse 16, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he has had received 2 gained, 2 more also. But verse 18, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled account with them. Verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came, brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. Verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also had received 2 talents, came and said to the Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Verse 24. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and on my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What I want to touch on here also, brothers, is that God has given us its the ability that we can tackle. but how we must be accountable to what God had given us, the gift he had given us. We must use them according to what he has given us. But look at what it says. But if we become lazy, like what it says in verse 24, it says, then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you'd be a hard man, reaping where you not sown, and gather where you have not scattered seed. Here he is accusing him now. He accused him to have an excuse why he didn't do it. And sometimes we become that way, isn't it? We make excuses that I did not have time. I will be busy. I'm sorry. We make many excuses. But remember what the Bible said. The gift given to you will be taken away from you, and it will be given to those that are willing to go forward. Yes, this country we're living in also will be taken away because we are not accountable also of taking care of this country. Now, this is a parable, and that does not mean that if a person doesn't live up to God's expectation of their use of their skills and talents and abilities, they go to hell. No. There's still a room to regroup, to redeem yourself, to come to Christ, and to receive and re-receive a talent given by God. That's not what it means. The whole idea is about accountability. It's about something that all of us have to deal with because all of us are accountable. Now let's just define what is accountability. Accountability is essence is responsibility. Those are two big words into growing life given to us. So accountability in its very essence is a protective measure. See, accountability also protects us, brothers and sisters. It's not going to harm us, but it will protect us in a way how we can live a life Christ being telling us to do. It's a way of life that God has given to all of us. This story also, another story it's taken, because the reason why we are become this of sinful people, because of our parents. Let's go back to the book of the beginnings in Genesis chapter 2. Here's what you'll find most of those questions about simple things about how we operate is found in the very first book of this Bible. You know, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in a garden of Eden to tend and keep it. All right? So here, God has given Adam to be. In Genesis 2:15, Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. Everything is absolutely perfect. Going to be happier, more peaceful. Don't even know what worry and anxiety and sin is all about. So here's what God said to them. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it. The Lord God commanded man, say, from the any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day For in a day that you eat from it, you will surely die. There will be a day of accountability. Then listen to how simple his instruction were, so there's no confusion here. And he said to Adam and Eve, here are your responsibilities. Being in the garden, two things you need to do, cultivate it and keep it. How hard can that be? He said, cultivate it and keep it. Then he said, there's one other responsibility you have. Refrain or stay away from the tree of good and evil. Three things. Cultivate it, keep it, stay away from that. So. This is separated only to me. So the only thing they may have to remember is this. Refrain from the tree, cultivate it, and like I said earlier, right? Well, Eve proved to be untrustworthy, and so with Adam. The Bible in 8th verse, the 3rd chapter, Genesis 3, verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in a garden in a cool day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees and the garden. They heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool day. In the garden, they heard the voice of God. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? Where are you, Adam? And the scripture says that he said, I was afraid and hid myself. Why did he hid himself? Afraid to give an account for his actions. Well, just stop and think. Yes, you do. That we know what's right or wrong. Sometimes the things that we are said sometimes to be told or to be accounted for. We try to go away, run and hide. And blame on other people. And they knew it. They knew it that by the time they ate that fruit of good and to know what's good and evil, that's when they realized that they had been violated what they were instructed. And sometimes we go that way. When a policeman stops us over speeding or even in a drunk driving, that's when we realize that we have violated what was instructed for us. We don't take accountable sometimes because of who we are associated with, the pressure we live by, and so forth. There's much to say because of time issues, there's much to say of talking about accountability into our life. It's a serious matter, friends, because of what Jesus said in our scripture reading in Romans 14 verse 12, that all of us here will stand before the judgment seat of God, and hope that you and I, that the investment that we have taken upon coming to church every Sabbath, or the things that we are doing behind closed door, hopefully will not be voiding our investment of coming to church every Sabbath. And even not only just coming to church every Sabbath, but the life you're engaging with. Let's put this. It's really a very inspiring our theme at the Etzukel Center, that His Word shaping our story. Because we are taking accountable of telling this good news, friends. So, I will leave it this way. There's much, like I said, to say about it. But be a living testimony of how you are being shaped. This young man from LA who gave the testimony concerning about this man talking to him. And then when he went back, he said, there was no man but other than the angel of the Lord. He's trying to shape, was it Pablo? He's trying to shape Pablo to be a man, a God-fearing man for God. You know, so this is his first 2 weeks with this group. And look at how the Holy Spirit engaged to the people that are really accountable to what they want in their life. Let not be your accountable be a burden of your success, of engaging to your family circle. But like I said, accountable starts, everything that we do starts from home. You guys wouldn't have been here, young people, without your parents taking you to BIBLE. In that lesson that you first heard, yes, Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. It's the love of Christ that passion us to go forth and make this commission a greater reward for each and everyone. Let's not take this country we're living in, the freedom that we have, we take it into our hand, but for our own pleasure and for our own desire. Let's take this freedom a way to elevate each and every one of us to live a country that will be like heaven. You know? Yes, Satan is busy. In these end times, Satan is busy to collect as much. If, like I said, if he were able to collect a third of those those angels in heaven, holy angels in heaven, how much more the people that we are here? Weak. Weak. And not only that, I put it this up. Pardon me, lazy people. I am one of them. Lazy to take accountable of the way how we strive for the kingdom of heaven. Let's all stand and sing our closing hymn.